Well, the President Jonathan just came back from the Paris Summit on Security in Nigeria. And it was at that meeting that this declaration was made that, look, the entire world must come together and fight this particular group in Nigeria, because the group is not just restricted to Nigeria. The group is part of an international network. And one of the phrases that came out of that meeting is that Boko Haram in Nigeria is in fact the Al-Qaeda of West Africa, because it's been established, intelligence has revealed that it is linked not just to Al-Qaeda, but also to Akim, to Al-Shabaab, and other terrorist groups in the world. And the objective is to destabilize Nigeria, destabilize West Africa, and target other countries. And the activities of that group are shown very clearly that this is a group that constitutes a threat to our civilization. This is a group that constitutes a threat to democracy. This is a group that constitutes a threat to our common humanity and the bonds that tie us together. So that is why, you know, the whole world coming together and saying no to Boko Haram is a very important message. And I think that the Paris summit marks a turning point in this fight against the global terrorist war. And I think that it's a fight that must be supported. And the Nigerian government would like to thank President Hollande and other world leaders, the United States, the United Kingdom, China, Canada, and France, and all the China and all the other countries that have shown solidarity with Nigeria and sympathy for the cause of putting an end to terrorism in any part of the world.
What do you say to people who say that this is yet another talk shop and that promises have been made, but it's yet to be seen that there will be serious effort to really rein in and prevent or end the Boko Haram insurgency, not only in Nigeria, but also in the rest of West Africa and some part of the Central African region?
The Paris summit on the Boko Haram and security in Nigeria, West Africa, and Central Africa is not a mere talk show. Whoever says that then does not understand how international diplomacy works. I mean, there is a problem on the ground. I think it is important at all times that whenever there is a problem that threatens human civilization, that threatens the stability of our world, it is important that leaders come together and talk. It is when they talk that they can come together, reach a consensus, fine-tune strategies, and create a common platform for saving humanity. And I don't think that a time will ever come in the history of mankind that world leaders will not come together to talk, because the lessons have been learned since First World War, Second World War, that, you know, people must come together, nations must come together and act in concert. And I believe, and it is very clear, that the Paris summit is clearly, you know, in line with the traditions, with the commitment of the world to save itself, to safeguard this humanity. And if you look at the conclusions reached at the end of that meeting, they are far-reaching, you know, conclusions and decisions with, you know, the neighboring countries. The Paris summit was restricted to the issue of the neighboring countries working together with the international community. And you know that this is not just about Nigeria. I've made that point. We have cross-border attacks. We have border attacks. Only this week alone, in the last 3 days, we've heard of some Chinese officials captured in Cameroon who have now been brought into the Nigerian territory. So this happens all the time. And so you have at the Paris summit, the Republic of Benin, the Republic of Cameroon, Chad, Niger, and Nigeria sitting, you know, in France at the Elysee Palais, coming together and saying, look, these neighboring countries, we must come together and work together. Anything that happens to any one of us in terms of terror attack is an attack on all of us. And it is, by an extension, an attack on the rest of the world. I think that is a very important meeting. I do not consider it a talk shop. And in terms of the agreements reached, I mean, the countries agreed to cooperate together, you know, to coordinate patrols, to establish a system to pull intelligence together, to establish mechanisms for information exchange, to work together on border surveillance, and also to do, you know, intelligence pooling units and then work with the rest of the world, the United States, France, the United Kingdom, the European Union, you know, to develop capacity, to manage the process, to develop technical expertise, and ensure that, look, there's a meeting of minds, a global meeting of minds, to ensure that terror does not overwhelm our civilization.
On the Twitter feed, pictures of Nigerian military searching for these girls have been depicted. Some Nigerians are saying that it appears that the military is not properly equipped to the superior equipment or military accoutrement that these terrorist groups are using. What is the government doing to better equip the Nigerian military to look for these girls and set them free?
Well, as for the pics that were posted on Twitter this evening, which I did, look, a lot of people are ignorant about how the military operates or how security operations go. And that is why perhaps, you know, they make such insinuations. The point that we are putting across is that the Nigerian military or the security forces of Nigeria, they are committed, they are patriotic, they are ready. They stand ready to engage the terrorists. Okay, we're facing an asymmetrical kind of war. That's how I've described it elsewhere. You know, it's an unconventional type of war. And, you know, if you look at it, between 2009 and now, the security forces at all levels, the military, the Navy, the Air Force, the state security, the intelligence agencies, they've grown in terms of capacity. They've grown in terms of knowledge. They've grown in terms of psychological readiness to combat this evil that has suddenly descended on our community. And they can only continue to grow. And with the support that we are receiving from the international community in terms of technical expertise, in terms of intelligence gathering, in terms of capacity building, in terms of surveillance, in terms of reconnaissance, can only make this military, you know, these security forces better and, you know, more prepared. Okay? So I think that for us, you know, from our side, we see all of this as a good development. And the level of motivation within the military is very high. But don't forget the fact that if you follow Twitter feeds coming from Nigeria, you see a lot of politicization, you know, of this entire process. There are masquerades hiding behind the mask and sponsoring all kinds of, you know, misguided youths to think that they can use this not just to overwhelm the government, but also to sabotage the administration. But you see, as a government, we are not even focusing on that. We have a job to do, and we will do it, and we will get it done, and we appreciate the support of the international community. But it is important, you know, to look at the subtext of it. Some of these feats, to use your phrase, are politically motivated, they are malicious, they are mischievous, and they are done for profit.
Since you returned, when will the agreement be put in place in terms of regional cooperation between Nigeria's neighboring countries in both Central and West Africa to address this problem of cross-border crimes perpetrated by these militants?
Well, I mean, the agreement is an existing one. What happened with the Paris summit is, France hosting the meeting and bringing the leaders together and creating opportunities, platforms for discussion as to how the existing partnership and cooperation can be further deepened in the face of a threat that is going, you know, really wild. So that's the significance of the Paris meeting. But these countries have always worked together. I mean, they are all involved in the Lake Chad Commission. There's the Lake Chad Commission, under whose auspices we have the Multinational Joint Task Operation, which was, in fact, monitoring the whole of the northeastern axis before this present threat escalated. And then you also have the Gulf of Guinea Commission, headquartered, I think, in Cameroon, you know, with all the neighboring countries, including Nigeria and the Central African countries, checking terrorism, piracy, oil theft, within the Gulf of Guinea Commission. Okay? But with this latest threat, what France has done is to bring these countries together and to say, look, a lot more needs to be done. And Europe is ready to support. The rest of the world is ready to support. Because this thing is not just about West or Central Africa. This is about the whole of humanity. And the world cannot stand by and allow West and Central Africa to be overwhelmed by some bandits. That's the significance of it. But that partnership has been there. And I think that with the intensification of the partnership, the sharing of intelligence, the deepening of the existing cooperation, we'll see a lot more to make this part of the world safer for the people who live there.